Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I have to tell you that today is a very, very special day. I get to chat with my friend Jack Canfield. He's joining me here today to talk about absolutely phenomenal new work he's doing, and how to help each and every one of us attract what we desire in life. But before we jump into that, for those of you that have seen Jack on television, you may not know a few things about him, and I'll kind of keep this to what's on the internet here in terms of his accomplishments. Chicken Soup for the Soul series, many of us know, love, and are so divinely attached to watching the growth of this and how many millions of people have changed their lives as a result of this. He has been the inspiration for this, and in an earlier recording with Jack, he shared how the Chicken Soup for the Soul actually got named. We're going to talk about that today as well. As a Harvard graduate and in a master's degree in psychology education, you know, he has the background for the many, many things that he was about to do in his life. Best-selling books, The Power of Focus, The Aladdin Factor, Dare to Win. One of my favorites that I keep very close by in the office here is The Success Principles, How to Get from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be. And so today, Jack is joining us because we are about dreaming big. And so we are thrilled to introduce everyone out there today to this fabulous new collection, the Dream Big Collection, and to talk about what it means to dream big, why this collection is important, and why millions and millions and millions of you have been waiting for something like this. Jack, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be with you, Pat.
I'll tell you, I look at the what we're talking about, the Dream Big Collection, and I look at how much people are hungry, how hungry people are for a tool like the one that you've created. Have you had a sense, though, that people, even with The Secret, and that you've been a huge part of, were looking for something that they could use as a blueprint?
Yes, as I was traveling around the country after The Secret came out and doing lots of Secret seminars with different presenters from the movie and the book, I would find that people were looking for, well, I understand that I'm motivated, I'm inspired, I believe this works, but how do I do it? And so a lot of people were missing the practical steps. You know, it's easy to say, forgive somebody, but how do you do that? It's easy to say, stay in a state of appreciation, but how do you do that? And so, you know, having studied this now for over 30 years, I had some answers, so I thought it was time to put it together into a book, into a gratitude journal, and also into the dream vision board that you see that's part of the Dream Big Collection.
Well, and you know, you and I have talked before, and for many people that, you know, have not heard you, and their first introduction to Jack Canfield, so to speak, was through the movie The Secret, and of course being on major media, Larry King, Oprah, et cetera, you know, it would appear on the surface that here is this guy doing this incredible work. He's in the movie. His life is smooth. He's got everything he desires, and he doesn't really understand my frustration or why I don't get things done. But, Jack, that's actually not true, is it?
No, I grew up like a normal person. I often tease, even though I went to Harvard, I was there on a scholarship from West Virginia. They take two students every year. I graduated from Harvard in the bottom half of the class, you know, so I know that I'm not the smartest guy on the planet. I grew up in a household where my mother was an alcoholic, my father was abusive, also a workaholic, wasn't there, and when he was there, he was drunk and angry. And I graduated, I became a high school teacher, you know, not the top of the food chain in terms of careers. And I was very, very active in trying to learn how to motivate my students who weren't very interested in learning. It's an all-black inner-city high school. And so in the journey of learning how to motivate them and build their self-esteem and their self-confidence, I began to build my own. I was extremely shy as a child. I remember in graduate school, I was living on about $240 a month. I was renting an apartment for $79 for the month, and it had one of those Murphy beds that folded out of the wall.
Oh, I totally get that.
And in order to have a closet, I had to unfold the bed out of the wall because my clothes were hanging on hooks behind that, you know. So it was, I used to eat these 11-cent dinners where I would just take, well, it was actually 21-cent dinners where I'd have a can of tomato paste that cost me 11 cents and a bag of spaghetti noodles that cost 10 cents. I'd add garlic, salt, and pepper, and that was my dinner. You know, so I've been at the bottom of the game, and I've learned the principles, I've applied them, and as a result of that, now I'm very successful.
You know, and let's talk about that, Jack, because you are extremely successful, and your success is also based on your wanting to help other people be successful. I mean, we can look at success in its sheer linear value, but we can look at it in the context that I know you come from, which is this idea that we step out into this world, we have gifts, and we share them with other people. How important is all of this to you? You know, the big dream collection, The Secret. How important is that to you relative to the number of people's lives you can change and touch?
Well, you know, no one in The Secret ever got paid a penny for being in that movie.
And I don't think people know that.
No, nobody. And, it's been wonderful. It's helped our reputations, and I go through airports now, and people go, "You're that guy in The Secret, aren't you? What's your name?" You know? And so I get to have a lot of interesting conversations I never had before, and certainly I get invited to speak more. I've spoken in 31 countries in the last 2 years just about the law of attraction. So it's been very useful that way. But basically, we all did it because we wanted to make a difference. We wanted to contribute to the transformation of consciousness in the world and help people be more successful, like all of us who are in the movie were. So I believe that when we're of service, like you're of service with your radio show, and I'm of service with the books I write and the seminars I do, and so we serve other people. The more people we touch and uplift and serve and empower and help them achieve their dreams and so forth, then the more it comes back to us. It's kind of a universal law. You know, they always say that what you give out comes back multiplied, and I believe that's absolutely true. And it was never my intention. I mean, I always wanted to have enough money to do what I wanted to do, but it was never my intention, you know, to be a multimillionaire, which I've become. But because I've helped so many people, that's the result. And it works for everybody.
And that's the key, and that's the thing we're talking about today. You know, we can look at you, Jack. We can look at some of the other folks that were in The Secret, certainly point to them and point to success. But one of the things that I love about you, and I so love the work you do, is that you are, if I ran into you on the street and I ran into Jack Canfield, it would be not in a quick minute I would be able to say, "Jack, would you like to go for a cup of tea? Would you like to go for a cup of coffee?" Because you represent the average everyday person in terms of your humility and your gifts. Mm-hmm. And that is very, very special, not only to me, but my listeners absolutely know that. And so,
well, I'll tell you a quick story, Pat.
Sure.
I was walking through a mall last Christmas, right before, you know, I was doing Christmas shopping, and this young man came up to me and said, "Are you Jack Canfield from The Secret?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Could I buy you a Coke?" I said, "Sure. I drink juice, not Coke. I don't put that much sugar in my body, but let's go." So we went, and I had a glass of apple juice, and he had a Coke, and we spent 30 minutes talking about his college career and where he was stuck and what his vision was and what he wanted, and it was kind of like, I call it my mall ministry. You know, it's like I'm just out there and people come up to me, and it's actually fun. I enjoy it.
Well, and that's part of what shows in all of your work. You know, when we're looking right now at the Dream Big Collection, you know, it's really clear to me, and, you know, for those of you that have not purchased this yet, we're going to give you information to make sure you know how to do it. It's really clear to me that you're talking to the masses. You're talking to, you know, the large groups of people out there that want a better life. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you this question. When we look at the title of this, which is Dream Big Collection, what is your greatest wish for people?
Well, my life purpose is stated as to inspire and empower people to live their highest vision in the context of love and joy. So I want to inspire them with things like the Chicken Soup for the Soul stories and the movie like The Secret. I want to empower them with tools like in my Success Principles book and in this Dream Big collection where they have actual specific things they can do that will empower them to achieve their vision. And notice I say their vision, not what I think they should do, but whatever they want to do. I mean, we've had kids that have gotten out of school and just dropped out of high school, literally, and started a real estate company and went on to become multimillionaires. I wouldn't have predicted or projected or even supported dropping out of high school, but that's their vision, so that's what they did. And so I just want people to believe that they can do what they want and that if they trust themselves, that what they're guided to do by their own desires and what brings them joy is what the world needs. And I really believe that every person is like a cell in a body. And we need liver cells and kidney cells and brain cells and muscle cells and bone cells and so forth. And the problem is in our culture, you know, the bones are all going around telling the muscles they should be bones. Well, you know, you should be a doctor. You should be this. And the reality is we each need to follow our bliss, follow our own path, follow what turns us on. And so that's what my vision's about. That's what I want people to take away from this is whatever it is you want, you can create.
You know, Jack, what I love about talking with you is you reach so many people. There are so many stories. I mean, do you ever get to the point where you believe you've kind of learned it all?
No. You know, I probably spend $200 a week on Amazon.com. I hear about a new book, you know, and I just go, oh, I want to read that. And I swear to God, I've probably read 50 books on The Secret. You know, like since The Secret came out, people are writing books about it and so forth. I think I've read everything published, including the critics of it. And I always learn some little nuance, some little new thing I hadn't thought about before. For example, just reading recently about the fact that this guy was saying, well, what is the purpose of the universe? I'd never really thought about that, thought about my purpose and the purpose of our country and so forth, but what is the purpose of the universe? And he posited that, you know, because the universe is expanding, it's the only thing we know about it when we look at physics and astrophysics, that the purpose of the universe is to expand, it's expansion. When you think about what you and I do, we're helping people expand their consciousness, expand their sense of power, expand their self-confidence, expand their wealth and abundance, expand their health and so forth. So anything that supports expansion gets supported more by the universe than things that support constriction. Every dictator in history has eventually fallen, and because they're controlling and contracting and like slavery, you know, trying to control people. But ultimately, society and humanity wants that to shift because it's in alignment with the universe, which is to expand, not to contract.
And that's what we're going to be talking about in the next segment. Jack Canfield is my very special guest today on the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we are introducing you to the Dream Big Collection. I want to give out the website because as you're listening to the show, you might want to follow along, www.dreambigcollection.com. DreamBigCollection.com. When we come back from break, Jack is going to be sharing the three secrets that he's discovered along the way, speaking to many people and creating the Dream Big Collection. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want to change your life in as little as 60 days guaranteed? And do you want to save money while doing it? Join the thousands of people who have already experienced the Phenomenal Memory online course that'll change your life guaranteed. Having a phenomenal memory is not a gift, it is a skill. A skill that you can master in as little as 60 days. Just imagine how your life would change if you suddenly had the ability to memorize entire books. Listeners of the Dr. Pat Show save $75 on the e-course. So visit pmemory.net and download The Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory ebook and find out more about this special offer. That's pmemory.net, and that's a P as in phenomenal. pmemory.net.
Stay informed. Sign up for the Dr. Pat Show weekly newsletter to find out about giveaways, extraordinary interviews, workshops, special events, and more. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for the newsletter now.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
The year 2012, and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever, and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Alice has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Oh, I'm so thrilled to have my friend Jack Canfield joining us here today. We are so pleased that he has invited us to talk with all of you about his new Dream Big collection. He's joining us here today. I want to make sure that you have the website, dreambigcollection.com. You could check it out. We want to make sure that you know how to purchase this, because truly, this is the way that you're going to unlock the secrets to your greater good. Jack, thank you again for joining us here today.
My pleasure, Pat.
Now, let's talk about what I call, you know, Jack Canfield's three secrets to living life full out, the law of attraction, and how those are at least three of those are demonstrated through the Dream Big collection.
Well, number one, in order to dream big, you have to have a dream. And, you know, when I was writing the Success Principles book, I interviewed General Wesley Clark. He used to be the head of NATO. He ran for the Democratic Party's nomination to be president. Didn't win, but he was one of the top three contenders. And so, you know, he's someone who was very, very successful. And he said to me, you know, it doesn't take any more time or effort to dream a big dream than it takes to dream a small dream. I'd never thought about that, but that is so obvious when you think about it, that if you're going to spend time dreaming, why not dream about the biggest, most incredible life you could have? And that doesn't mean, you know, you have to dream bigger than you want, but don't dream smaller than you want. So basically, the first step is you have to have a dream. And, you know, unfortunately, if we look at North America, the research shows that only 3% of North Americans have measurable goals that they've written down, things they want, that they've committed to. And I was on the Internet this morning kind of thinking about this, and I went to see how many millionaires there were in America. And there's actually, I think it's 7.5 million millionaires. And if you look at that, you divide that into the total population, that's 2.5% of the population. And I'm going to bet you that that 2.5% that are the millionaires are the same 3% that have the goals. So, you know, we're roughly correlating to that. And so basically, if you want to be successful, we're not just talking money, but in terms of health, relationships, making a difference, getting to go to the places in the world you want to go, et cetera, that you have to have a dream. And, you know, it's the old South Pacific song, how are you going to have a dream come true unless you have a dream? So that's the first thing you've got to do. And in order to do that, you have to believe that it's possible to achieve that dream. And most people, you know, are living in resignation. They're living in the belief that they can't have what they want, that life is hard. You know, we see these T-shirts that say, life's a bitch, and then you die, and things like that. And what we really want to do is realize that the universe is a beneficent universe, which means it's on our side. I use this term, and I've shared it with you before, of being an inverse paranoid, where you believe the world is plotting to do you good. You're in a state of constant positive expectation. In our first Chicken Soup for the Soul book, we had a story by Tony Robbins where he goes to New York. He tells his staff, I want you guys to go get a van, and you know, we're going to take some food and give it to the homeless when we get back. And so he goes and does his radio interviews and comes back, and he says to his staff, where's the van? They said, Tony, it's Thanksgiving weekend. We couldn't find one van in New York that's for rent. We called Hertz and Avis and National and Budget and, you know, everybody. Anyway, he said, well, let's go down to the street. We'll flag one down, and we'll just rent it from somebody. They said, Tony, you're crazy. Well, anyway, he went down, jumped out in front of the first van that came by, and he said, I learned something about New Yorkers that day. They don't stop. They actually speed up when you jump in front of them. He said, but we went down to where there was a traffic light, and we just kept knocking on the windows of vans when they had to stop for the red light. And he said, it took us an hour and a half, but eventually we got a van. And he said, to my staff, I taught them, I always expected we'd get a van. They didn't, but I did. And it was that positive expectancy, the belief that it was going to happen, just knowing. And interestingly enough, the van that finally gave him a ride was the driver was a guy named Captain John Rondon, who was the captain of the Salvation Army for the entire city of New York. And so the perfect person, through law of attraction, was attracted to come to the street that Tony was on, because who could be better to help you out and go get food for the homeless and nowhere to go than the captain of the Salvation Army. But it was that being in that positive expectation, having a clear vision, we're going to get 38 baskets of food, we're going to give it to the homeless. So that's the first big secret, is you just have to have a dream, and most people don't.
And, you know, Jack, is it that they don't have a dream, or is it that they are afraid to declare they have a dream for fear that it will not be fulfilled?
I think it's probably more the latter, the way you stated it, because I think everybody growing up, we're constantly having preferences that emerge into our consciousness. You know, we see a new car, and we go, gee, I'd like to have that.
Right.
Or we see a beautiful home that we visit, you know, someone has a party, and we go, gosh, I wish I had a kitchen like that. And so we have the desire. We have the wish, if you will, the preference. And then what happens is we counter it with things like, but I'll never be able to afford that. I can't do that. We'll never make that kind of money. Not as a school teacher, you know that. So instantly we counter the desire with a doubt, with a fear, with an impossibility. And so then we don't, as you said, we don't share our dream because we're afraid people will think we're crazy, or we're afraid we'll share it and we won't get it and then we'll be disappointed.
Well, you know, the term that I use, and certainly I'm kind of like you, Jack. You know, people think that I woke up one day and I have this incredible radio show. I wish. You know, and it wasn't exactly like that. And so there's a history that we could look at. But one of the things I discovered about my life where it was holding me back was I was dumbing down my dream.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
It's like you have this sense like, boy, I'd love to have that beautiful house on the beach in Hawaii. And all of a sudden your mind clicks in and you've now dumbed that down to maybe visiting Hawaii once every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it for us to monitor what goes on, especially after we have that hit that this is what we want?
Well, this is very true. In my workshops, I do a 7-day training in the summer, and if people are interested, they go to jackcanfield.com and find out about it. But anyway, I do this training, and one of the things that we do is I have people write down, you know, their vision for their ideal life, and then we turn that into measurable, specific goals, you know, like a 4,000-square-foot house on Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu by a certain date. And then when I go from vision to goal setting where they make it measurable, I'll ask people, how many of you, when you started to make it measurable, either made it smaller or pushed it further out into the future? So instead of saying, you know, 4,000-square-foot house, you wrote 3,000-square-foot house, and instead of saying by 2010, you put 2020. And half the audience raises their hand. Now we're talking 400 people. So basically, you know, it's a phenomenon we all do. It's a habit out of fear. So what you want to do, as you're pointing to, is you want to keep the dream as big as you want it to be and act as if it's possible. Because for many people, it is acting as if. It takes a while to overcome, you know, a lifetime of negative belief systems. But there are techniques, which I write about, called emotional freedom technique, the Sedona method, Byron Katie's work, that all are ways of overcoming negative limiting beliefs.
You know, and so when you put this the collection together, the Dream Big collection, which I'm just thrilled to be here talking with you about it, you've actually put a toolkit together for people to help them go down the path of success and
exactly.
Be able to move beyond the crust and overcome that thinking.
Exactly, you know, because the Dream Big collection contains the book, The Key to Living the Law of Attraction. It contains, and in that book, there's 15 chapters on everything you need to know about defining your dreams, discovering your purpose and your passion, focusing on the positive, how to use affirmations and visualization, how to keep a positive attitude, how to do prayer and meditation correctly, how to get into action, and so forth. And then there's a gratitude journal where we know that research shows that when you're in a state of gratitude, several things happen. One, people like to be around you more, obviously. Number two, your unconscious is always figuring out ways to create more of those things to be grateful for. And three, based on the law of attraction, we know that every thought you think sends out a frequency. Good thoughts have a higher frequency, lower thought, you know, negative thoughts have a lower frequency. When I'm grateful, let's say you just gave me, you know, a free trip to Hawaii. Well, I'd be grateful and I'd be really excited. Well, when I'm in that state of excitation for that free trip to Hawaii you've just given me, I am actually activating the law of attraction to give me more things to be grateful for at that same level. So by visualizing and by being grateful for what I do get, I'm raising my vibration up. And so every day I walk out, I look at what are at least 10 things I can be grateful for, and then write them down in your gratitude journal. And there's a dated, you know, we have a two days per page, like Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, etc. And there's a place to write down what you're grateful for. So it forces you, if you will. It gives you support. It draws your attention to it. It keeps you focused on staying grateful. And then the last thing in the collection is a a vision book, we call it, instead of a vision board. And you and I were talking offline about how when you started you had a vision board that was made out of cardboard and folded into four pieces so you could take it with you.
Exactly.
Well, this vision board is about the size of the Encyclopedia Britannica, you know, those old big encyclopedia books before we had Google and so forth. And so what happens is you open it up, and then all the other materials are inside it, the books and all the cards that have words on them like simplicity and abundance and prosperity and love and joy. And they're on parchment paper, and they kind of look like they're burned on the edge, so they're very beautiful. So when you put them on your vision book, which is the inside cover of this fold-out, it's beautiful. We often say that most vision boards look like ransom notes, you know, because we've cut out all those words from magazines and stuff to put them on there.
Exactly.
So we've tried to make something that looks as beautiful as your furniture in your home when you put it next to your bed or on your desk. And as you said, it can be folded like a book, closed, so you can put it in your suitcase or briefcase and take it with you. And the other thing is beautiful about it, because you're putting all the pictures of your goals and the affirmations and things that you want in your life, you know, the dream house, the dream car, etc. And then you can also, at the end of every year, you can archive it. So like you have a collection over 5 years of the five vision books, which allow you to look at what you've achieved and manifested. I set 21 goals every year, and I usually achieve about 18 of those. And I look back just recently until we created the vision books. All I had was a list in my computer, but now I have these beautiful vision boards that I can refer to. And we have them for the adults, for the teens, and for the kids. And they have different affirmations and different words. And the kids have more kind of sticker type things that are fun and, you know, little gemstones and things you can put on there to make it just more kid friendly. And we recommend that the whole family, each person makes a vision book and then keeps it in their room. And then when you're making this with your kids, what's really exciting, we just did it. I have two teenage boys and a teenage daughter still at home, and I have older kids that are out. But we've discovered things about each other we didn't know. You know, I found out that one of my kids wants to be a pilot. I found out that another one of my kids wanted to do theater that made a difference in terms of, like, you know, going out into the community and doing the kind of theater that raises people's consciousness rather than just entertains. Well, here I am living with these kids. I didn't even know these were part of their dreams.
And, you know, this is really the key to how we attract, truly attract, what we want in life and make sure we don't attract those things that we don't want. Jack Canfield is my guest today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to punch you through with the power of perseverance. This is something that I know Jack Canfield knows a lot about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you one of the millions of overweight people who haven't succeeded on low-fat or low-calorie diets? They're too hard, aren't they? To be successful, you have to change your mind about dieting. Get the sugar out, put fat back in, eat yourself thin. I'm Karen Bentley. My sugar-free miracle diet makes weight loss easy, inevitable, sustainable. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com. That's sugarfreemiracle.com. This is the solution you've been looking for.
Are you starting a new business? Signing a contract or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear, Face Everything and Rejoice. Call 888-842-2008 or visit juliethong.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you want to find out more about us, go to the website, check it out. We've got actually a new face coming on the website, and we've made some enhancements that you all have suggested. So, www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. And for many of you that have noted that we put up drpatsgreenchallenge.com, check that out as well. Jack Canfield, my very special guest today, joining us here because we have this incredible announcement to make. You know, his Dream Big Collection is now available. You can go to the website, dreambigcollection.com. This is everything you need to create the change in your life. The missing ingredient is you. You have to show up. You have to go through the exercises. And Jack has made this so easy, fun, enjoyable for everyone out there to do. So now, Jack, there's pretty much not any excuse. There are no more excuses.
That's right. It's like everything you need is in one box, and all you have to do is open it up, and there's directions of what to do. And if you do what's in the box, read the book, keep the gratitude journal, create your vision book, and you know, look at it every day and visualize each of your dreams as already complete, feel the feelings of it, I guarantee you, you're going to get what you want.
Well, let's talk about this for a minute, because you and I know that there is a power that exists in the universe. And I don't know if it's a universal law or not, but certainly something I learned from my stepmother, and that is the power of perseverance. Because even though we might do these things, that doesn't mean that there may not be a few potholes that we step in.
Absolutely. I mean, you know the story of Chicken Soup. We were rejected by 144 publishers. I was just on XM radio a few days ago, and I was talking about the guy who started it, Hugh Panero. And it was 2 years of him trying to get together enough funding to be able to put a satellite up in the sky. And then finally he was able to pull it off, but 2 years. It's not an overnight deal. And, you know, everyone told him it'll never happen. You're crazy. It's impossible. It's too expensive. You'll never get enough subscribers. And then what happened is the day it was 11 minutes before the satellite was supposed to be launched up out of the spaceship that was going to do this, and the launch was canceled. So they had to delay their start date and trying to get their subscribers by another several months because there's only so many windows where you can shoot these things up into the air. And then he was supposed to start his major advertising campaign on September 12th, the day after September 11th happened. And so, and their advertisement showed this image coming down right over the Twin Towers in New York. So they had to pull these ads, which they had created, which were very expensive, put the launch off another 2 months. I mean, it was just one thing after another, but he never gave up. Now he's got a very successful satellite radio company. So, you know, I could tell you story after story, and you could too, of people that have not given up, and because they didn't, they got their dream. Most people give up, you know, let's say it's a 10-step process. Most people give up around step 8, so you have to hang in there. I was reading a People magazine article about a couple who were on their honeymoon, and they rented a yacht. No, not a yacht, but kind of a sailboat, you know, small one. And they were out in the Caribbean, and the engine broke, and there was no wind, and so they were just adrift at sea for 21 days. And on the 21st day, the man said, "I can't take it anymore," and he went overboard and drowned himself. 16 hours later, she was rescued. If he had hung on for 16 more hours, he'd be alive today. And that's really kind of a metaphor for people giving up. Never give up on your dream.
You know, this is such an important point. And, you know, Jack, I'm not sure if The Secret really covers perseverance the way that you do. I've heard you talk about it. I've heard you write about it. As a matter of fact, I have, as I said, the Success Principle is sitting right here next to me. And we can't emphasize enough for our listeners to understand that we're all going to step perhaps into potholes, but there is always going to be a way to get out. And one of the things I wanted to ask you is this. Are these potholes, as I call them, whatever they are, you know, crust in the crust-busting vernacular, are these things a call for something that we actually need to learn to take us to the next level of our life?
Yes, it's something we either need to learn or something we need to develop. So there's a lesson there. Maybe we need to learn humility. Maybe we need to learn perseverance. Maybe we need to learn courage. Maybe we need to learn how to communicate more effectively with people. But there's also the development of what I call qualities. I may need to develop courage. I may need to develop patience. So it's sometimes there are lessons we learn, and sometimes there are qualities we need to develop. I remember I got divorced 10 years ago. I'm happily remarried for the last 8 years. But what happened was when I got divorced in California, what happens if you own a company, you get to keep your company, and your wife gets an equal amount of money to benefit that, you know, to balance that out. So my wife walked away with $8 million, and I basically got to keep my job. I had no equity other than my company. And so here I was, very wealthy, feeling great, and I was resentful for about 3 or 4 months. And then I realized I was getting very stagnant. I was starting to kind of get a little lazy. I wasn't out there in the world as much as I was. I was saying, well, I've got $8 million in the bank. You know, I don't have to work that hard. So it forced me to think about what could I do that would be of service, that would make a difference in the world, that would really support people. And that's what motivated me to write the Success Principles book. So that whole book and a whole re-vectoring of my career never would have happened if I hadn't gotten divorced and lost everything except my job, basically. And so really now I look back at it as a blessing. I've actually made more money than that back. But more importantly, it's catapulted me into a whole new segment of my career.
You know, and Jack, let's talk about that, because one of the things that you mention in the collection is about dreams changing. And I think it's worth for us to spend a few minutes talking about that, because, you know, I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life where I've had a dream and I thought, this is it, this is it, this is it. And then all of a sudden, things are starting to shift. Things are starting to change. Is that a key point in time for us to let go, reevaluate? What is that about?
Yeah, so our dreams will change over time, and there'll be times when we have to let it go. But the point is, go inside and meditate, because sometimes when you let it go, it's just you giving up because it got hard. But if you go inside and really ask in a very quiet way, you know, what is the next step for me in my life or in relation to this goal? I mean, there have been things I've let go of, and, you know, at first some people thought I was giving up, but no, there was something more important that needed to happen. Or perhaps a need that I thought was important at one time in my life became unimportant. You know, there was a time when I thought I needed to look buff and have a six-pack ab and so forth, and now I know that's not as important to me. I'm still healthy and I exercise, but I'm not worried about, you know, how I compare looking to other people when I walk down the beach.
Well, and, you know, that right now in our society is a significant thing to pay attention to, because we are bombarded these days with how we look, what's going on the outside. We're going to take a short break. Jack Canfield joining me here today. When we come back, Jack's going to answer the question, is it possible to think too big, to have a dream that is way too big? We'll answer that question when we come back with my very special guest, Jack Canfield, right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Toprasin.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin.com or 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, relaxing on a Nile cruise, and exploring the sacred temples. For travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt in October. Call for information at 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
From a place of special energy, the Sedona Tools are specially crafted to work with the disruptive emotional energies of traumatic experience. You can release and resolve the past, move gracefully through the present, and attract the future you wish with power that's already yours. Your intent and creative visualization. now work with the right tools. Visit thesedonatools.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I hope you've been sitting on the edge of your seat, kind of like I have. I mean, there's so many questions, you know, that I could ask Jack. He's got so much experience, and he has helped so many people. You know, I'm talking hundreds of millions of people. I mean, this is not an individual that thinks small. But the question that I asked Jack, and I love this question because you could tell I must be thinking this for myself as well, is it possible to actually dream too big?
You know, I don't think it is. I mean, I think that, you know, obviously if you can't sing a tune and you think you're going to win American Idol, you know, you're off in fantasy world, and that's okay. Maybe it'll get you to do some things where you'll meet someone standing in line at the American Idol auditions that you end up marrying, and maybe that was the greater purpose of that. But in general, I don't think it is possible to dream too big. I think that, you know, for years I've wanted to transform the education system in America to start teaching more of this kind of stuff, to use more technology in the classroom, etc. I think we ought to go out and find the best teachers on the planet, videotape them, put them on DVDs, and have them teach the lessons and let the teachers facilitate rather than having to learn a lot of content. But, you know, that's a dream I've had for 30 years, and I slowly work on that. I do teacher trainings. I develop curriculums. We just did a Chicken Soup for the Soul in the Classroom curriculum guide about how to use chicken soup stories in your classroom. So we're constantly working on that dream. Now, we haven't transformed American education yet, but now I'm starting to talk to people at the Mott Foundation, the Clinton Initiative, the Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation, et cetera, and we're working on bigger initiatives. So, you know, it's taken me 30 years from the first intention of that dream until now, but I don't think you can dream is too big. It may take you 30 or 40 years. You may have to enroll lots of other people, learn new skills, become part of a team, but I think over time you can do anything you want.
You know, and what you're talking about is another important fact to really pay attention to. You know, sometimes we have a dream, and it's not actually shaping up the way that we thought it was. And, you know, my listeners have heard me say that if you'd asked me 4 years ago whether or not I was going to be on radio, I probably looked at them sideways because I had just spent, you know, a good 5 years getting a doctorate in a field that I thought was going to be my career. What is it that we can learn, Jack, when things shift? Like for me, dialing that wrong number to get into Voice America to do my first radio show. What can we learn from experiences when the path that we're going down doesn't look exactly like we thought it would?
Well, I think you have to look that, you know, if you're sailing a boat across the ocean with a sailboat as opposed to an engine, you don't go in a straight line. You go back and forth. You know, the wind takes you one direction, and then you have to tack and go the other direction. It's a zigzag line. My career has been a series of, you know, left, right, forward, backwards, you know, five steps forward, two steps back kind of thing forever. And I never let that stop me. But, you know, I started out to be a high school teacher. Then I became a teacher trainer. And then one day someone said, my husband's company needs what you're doing. I was scared to death to go into a company. I'd never worked in a company except as a floor sweeper at a General Electric plant during college one summer. And then I discovered they were just big kids in suits, just like the kids I taught in the high school. So, you know, I would have never predicted I would have been a best-selling author or that I would be, you know, on television with Oprah. But if you do the thing that's in front of you and you do it well, and then you'd say, what do I want to do next? And you trust that you can do it, and you create a little game plan for yourself and you start. Often how you'll get there won't be what your plan was, but the fact that you're in motion is what makes it happen. The word attraction, law of attraction, the last six letters in that word are A-C-T-I-O-N, action. We talk about the power of emotion. Well, the word motion is in emotion. We have to be in motion if we're going to make things happen. Buckminster Fuller came up with a term called processional effects. What he meant by that was the bumblebee, or not the bumblebee, but the honeybee, thinks that what it's doing is gathering nectar for the hive. What it's really doing is cross-pollinating all the different trees and bushes and so forth so that we can have fruits and vegetables. Without the bees, there would be no fruits. There'll be some because the wind also moves the pollen, but we need the insects to do that. So it doesn't even know that that's the bigger thing it's doing. So when you start to go in life and you get into movement, all kinds of things are going to come off at a kind of like the wake behind a boat, and those are going to be things you wouldn't have predicted. Like when I started the Transformational Leadership Council, which was just a group of people like John Gray and John DeMartini, different people you saw in The Secret, Marcy Shimoff, Lisa Nichols, I just invited them to come to my house and let's see if we wanted to start an association of people that ran transformational training companies. And out of that, Rhonda Byrne called us up and said, I heard you're all meeting. Can I come film you guys? I'm making this movie. So 12 of us ended up in The Secret. That may never have happened if I hadn't started that organization. So you never know what the outcome of your action is going to be, but as long as you're in action and doing something that matters and makes a difference and contributes, good things will flow out of it.
And that's really the key to all of what we're talking about today. I mean, you put together the Dream Big collection. Now, you know, Jack, you could have put together one collection, put it out there and said, okay, here's the collection. But what you did was you created a collection for kids, a collection for teens, and a collection for adults. So you've actually removed all of the reasons why parents and children don't hang out together.
Yeah, we're all watching TV together if we do hang out, so no one's talking. You know, I call it the American Idol effect. Half the families in America are all sitting around watching that, and that's great, watching other people fulfill their dreams. That's not what you should be doing. You should be spending working on time fulfilling your own dreams. And one of the great ways to do that is you get a couple of these Dream Big collections, one for your kid, you know, for each kid, one for yourself, one for your spouse. And then what you do is you sit down and take an evening or a Saturday or whatever, and you cut out pictures and you put in your affirmations, put up your words, you talk about it. You're going to learn things about your kids you never knew. And they're going to learn things about you. Now you can support each other's dreams, and you'll find that kids that used to tease each other about their things that they were going for now are supportive. And it's a wonderful bonding experience. Then you can review every week. We do it in our family. We talk about what did you do this week that moved you toward the achievement of your goals. That becomes our Friday night dinner conversation.
And, Jack, when we look at these things, and this is something that came up, I think, with regard to The Secret, and it has to do with the sense that here we are, and it's all about me, me, me. I want this, I want that, I want the other thing. And so out of that criticism comes the guilt and shame. How does how we manifest for ourselves, how does that contribute to the greater good or not?
Well, first of all, I believe that everything that you truly are drawn toward, that what you're attracted to, has a higher purpose in your life, and that you should trust that. Even if it's just to, you know, I remember going to a seminar once, and it was all about making money, and my wife kind of judged me because this was back when we were kind of hippies in the 70s. And she said, you know, I can't believe you're that interested in making money. Well, I go to the seminar, and I sit down next to the lady next to me, and we start talking. She's a chiropractor, and she had just come up with a cure for feline leukemia. No, it wasn't the chiropractor, it was a veterinarian. And she had just come up with a cure for feline leukemia. And we had a cat that our vet told us was going to die because it had leukemia. As a result of going to that conference, our cat's alive today. So, you know, the reality is that you never know what's going to come from what you're attracted to, but trust that. Go for it. Do the things that bring you the greatest joy. And don't feel ashamed about that. You know, you just have to trust that you're a good person and the things you're attracted to are good for the world. And more importantly, what happens is you're going to learn that what I want, I can create. And first you'll probably start with things like cars and vacations and so forth. But eventually, over time, you start with things like ending hunger, housing the unhoused, bringing world peace about, you know, stopping global warming. And because you know you can achieve what you set out to do, when you take on those bigger tasks, you have the confidence to pursue them and sustain it until you get the result.
And you know, I think this is what we're sensing in this world right now, Jack. I mean, there are people that are looking at the economy and are living in the gloom and doom. There are other people that are looking at work like you've done and the tools that you're providing and are saying yes. How important is it right now for us to say yes, especially in the face of what may seem to be a showstopper?
Well, there's no question that the world economy is shifting. You know, the United States has been consuming 54% of the world's resources, and we're only about, I think, what is it, 6 to 10% of the population of the world. And so what happens is there's going to be an adjustment that occurs as China and India come online and start consuming more of the things we've taken for granted, like oil and gasoline. That's why our gas prices are going up, not because there's not enough oil, but because we have more people competing for it. So we have to get more creative. We can't keep doing what we've been doing. See, E plus R equals O, which is the formula I teach, 2 plus 2 equals 4. When the world stops doing 2 and starts doing 1, we can't keep doing 2 and get 4. We've got to now do 3, which means we have to become more creative. We have to stop being an employee mentality and start becoming an entrepreneur mentality. and find a way to meet the needs in the world. Here's a kid in my book I wrote about him where he goes on eBay and he starts selling pool tables. And he made $10 million last year selling pool tables on eBay. 26-year-old kid, never went to college. Now, see, the Internet has changed everything. And so we're moving into more of a distribution of ideas and services and products where that's where the money's to be made rather than the physical labor mentality that most of us grew up in, where you got a job and you worked at AT&T or at the gas station for the rest of your life. So we've got to shift how we think. We can be as abundant as ever. And all those people in China and in India who are buying everything now, they're on the Internet. They buy things from the United States. I have 20 people coming to my seminar this summer from Asia as a result of the Internet, which wouldn't have happened 20 years ago. So as the wealth moves around the world, we have the Internet and other ways that we can get people to spend their money with us.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you for a great, great show today. And as we sign off today, I wanted to ask you, what is your personal message for our folks out here today?
Well, my personal message is this. You can have anything you want if you know the combination to the lock. You know, a combination lock will open for anybody. You could be retarded. You could have an IQ of 150. You could be black, white, female, or male. If you know the combination, the lock has to open. So spend some time to learn the principles. You know, the law of attraction principle, the law of probabilities, the law of reciprocity. There's all these principles that are out there that I've spent my life learning and gathering and putting them into my books and seminars, and there are many other books and seminars out there as well. So if you'll make a study, you'll listen to shows like this, and you'll read the books, and you go to the seminars, you do the work, you can have anything you want.
I love it. All right, everybody, dreambigcollection.com. Until next week, make sure you're dreaming big and you're getting that dream collection. Stay tuned. We'll see you next week.
You're stepping down your soapbox, is way too high overgrown. Or touch the sky, your high horse is taken off and left to you, nowhere to be found, better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow, not maybe, we're gonna make it out alright, just not right now.
And speak well of a stranger's soul, for you never know when it's your last step, final breath, throwing your gypsy dance on curtain call. Take your last bow, and that's all you're gonna get from me.
I got up and I fell down, but I'm ready again. Come on, rainstorm, come on, snowstorm, come on, fire, come on, night. There's too many answers there.
There's something about the way you try to look. It's getting right to me, deeper than it really should. What are you, an angel, or just looking that good? When you take your time, you are so divine. I'm not surprised, I'd like to watch you in this light.